All righty. What we're going to do is we're going to begin a new series tonight. Praise the Lord. I'm gonna get wall-to-wall faith in here. So we're gonna be hitting it on Wednesday, and we're gonna be hitting it on Sundays. Praise the Lord. So if you want to entitle the lesson tonight, you can entitle it "How to Win in Life." How to Win in Life, and we're gonna be on this for a little while. So I would encourage you to probably get the CDs and the discs, because this is something you need to hear over and over and over again, because the Bible says that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Well, if you will, go to Romans 12 and 3. Let's pick it up right there, Romans 12 and 3. Romans 12 and 3. You got it, say got it. Uh-oh, ain't nobody saying nothing. Nobody ain't got it. Praise the Lord. All right. Right, Romans 12 and 3, if you got it, say got it. All right, Romans 12 and 3, it reads, "For I say through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according to God has dealt to every man the measure of faith." All right, this is going to be our foundational text on what we're going to build on starting tonight. And I have to understand, and we've been through this, so I don't have to go walk through every scripture about this, but I have to understand that God has dealt every man the measure of faith. Now, I got dealt that measure of faith at the moment I got saved, because I had to have it in order to get saved. Because the Bible says, by grace are you saved through what? Faith. So the moment I heard the gospel preached, the seed of faith was given to me so that I could go through in order for me to get saved. So every believer, every child of God has the same measure of faith, starting off with. You got it? And this is what I love about God. You got it? He doesn't give Aaron more faith because he like Aaron more than he like me. He gives every man, you got it, the same measure. Somebody say, I have the measure.
I have the measure.
Now, this seed of faith that I have been given by God has to be developed. If not, it will just remain a seed. You got it? Because when I'm dealt this measure, if this measure or this seed, you can call it seed, this seed that I am dealt, you got it? If I don't do anything with it, it will just remain a what? Seed. But what I want to do is I want to develop what God has already given me. Now, so whether your faith remains as a seed or develops into the point where it is producing results in your life is totally up to you. You got it? It can just remain a seed in your life, or it can begin to be something in your life that is producing results for your life. But that is totally and solely up to you. I must be able to gain victory over natural circumstances that try to hinder me in my life. And this is one of the reasons why God has given you this measure of faith. Because when I learn how to use this faith, then I'll be able to gain victory over natural circumstances that try to hinder me in this thing or this journey called life. This is why faith is so important. Now go to 1 Timothy 6. 1 Timothy 6. Now, I'm going a little different route, so everybody that think y'all know where I'm going, you don't know where I'm going. 1 Timothy 6 and 12. 1 Timothy 6 and 12. Somebody say, I have the measure.
I have the measure.
You got it? You got it now. You got it. So you ain't got to be praying that unbelieving prayer, God, give me more faith. You got it? You got it. Just develop what you got. If you're a believer, you got it. You got it? So you ain't got to be praying that unbelieving prayer no more. You got it? You got the faith you need. You just need to develop what you got. All right. 1 Timothy 6 and 12. It says, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called and hast professed a good profession before many what? Witnesses. Now, what we always look at it, we look at the first part is the Bible says, fight the good fight of faith. Now, if there is a good fight, that is a bad fight. That's why I wanted to bring this out. If there is a good fight, that means that there is a what? Bad fight. Now, if I fight the fight of faith, that's a good fight. Got it? Why is it a good fight? Because if I fight the fight of faith, then that fight I win. You got it? So, but just like there's a good fight, there's a what? Bad fight. Now, what's a bad fight? A fight that I try to fight without faith. You got it? So anytime I find myself against something in life and I'm not in faith, that is not good for me. You got it? Because the just, watch this, God's people shall live by what? Faith. So anytime I'm getting ready to go against the circumstances of life, you got it, I need to make sure that I have engaged my what? Faith. If I have not engaged my faith, I will not fight. Because that's a fight you're going to lose. I'm serious. You ain't going to. Listen, if you try to fight, you got it, out here without fighting by faith, you're destined. You're destined to lose as a child of God. This is how we fight, and this is how we win. I don't know about y'all. I want to win every fight I'm in. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Glory be to God. Now, so in any faith fight I enter, God expects me to win. Understanding that God has not called me to fight the devil because he has already been defeated openly by Jesus. You got it? But anytime I get in a faith fight, you got it? God expects me to win that fight. Somebody say, God expects me to win. But this is one thing I must understand and know, that I am not called to fight the devil. You got it? We don't fight the devil. I mean, you just don't do it. When you go around, folks, I'm chasing devils, I'm doing. But, doctor, you do all you got to do. I'm not called to do that. Go to Colossians. Colossians. Move through this quickly because I know y'all know all this so I can get to where I want to get to. Colossians 2. Hallelujah. Colossians 2. Verse 14, Colossians 2, verse 14, you got it, say got it. Colossians 2, verse 14 reads, blotting out the handwriting of ordinance that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross, and having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Now, this scripture basically states, when it used this word spoil, or this word spoil, that word spoil means to strip, to disarm, or to take off. So any power that the enemy had up to this point, God stripped him of it through Jesus. All right? Now this is foundational that you got to understand. Any power that the enemy had up to this point, what point? When Jesus showed up. You got it? Up to that point, when Jesus went to the cross and got up out of the grave after 3 days and descended, he stripped the enemy of any power that he had up to that point. So now, this is what you must understand. The devil has no power. He has been stripped. And listen, and God didn't do it secretly. He did it openly. All right? Now, so the only thing I need to do is not to give the enemy a place. Come on, he's been stripped. He has no power, but watch this. I don't want to give him a place. That's my thing. In my life, I don't want to give the enemy a place. You can give somebody a place in your life that has no power, and they can cause you all kind of headaches. You got it? So as it relates to my life as a believer, as a child of God, what I need to do is I need to understand, number one, I'm not called to fight the devil. The devil has no power. But this is one thing I will not do, is I will not give him a place in my life. All right? Now, flip over to Ephesians 4. Ephesians 4. This is where we're going to plant our feet tonight. Ephesians 4, verse 27. If you got it, say got it. The Bible says, it says, neither give place to the what? Devil. So now watch this. That means he can't have a place, watch this, unless I give him a place. Now this is what you, he just cannot come in your life and take a place. You got it? In order for him to have a place, you must give him a place. Now, you can give him a place through ignorance. You got it? Now, the example I've used with this, and I'll use again, it's like, I don't know how many of y'all have in the summertime, I hate flies. Man, they can tell you around church, fly, get in the church. I'm running around here all day with fly spray. Somebody go get some. I can't sleep in the house at night. If one fly in my ear at night, man, it just disturbed my whole night's sleep. You got it? So if any flies in my house, before I close my eyes, they got to die. You got it? That's it. Cause they come in there and buzz in my ear, I'm done. You got it? So now, I don't want flies in my house. I can't stand flies. You got it? But because I go outside sometimes and come inside opening my door, you got it? Sometimes I can open the door and a fly can get in and I never intended for him to go what? Get in. I ain't mean to let the fly in. I can't stand flies. You got it? But the fly somehow got in. He got in through my ignorance because I didn't know he was there. But the problem is he's there. All right? Now. So, however, knowingly, whether you knowingly or unknowingly let him in, you are still held responsible for him. Listen, whether you meant to give him a place or you gave him a place intentionally, watch this, I'm still the one that's got to deal with him, because whether I did it through ignorance or whether I did it intentionally, watch this, he still got in here. Now, so, Pastor, what do I do once he get in? Well, my Bible tell me to cast him out. I don't fight with him. If you find yourself in a fight with the devil, then he must don't respect what you say. Oh, we're gonna talk about authority and power next week. I'm gonna get into that next week. If you continually fighting with that same devil, because scripture tells me to cast him out. Now, if I told him to go and he don't go, that means he don't respect what you say. Okay. Oh, Charles got a business. Charles got a business. Somebody come in his business that's disrupting his business. You got it? Charles say, listen, man, you need to go. Man say, I ain't going nowhere. Well, when he say that, he must don't respect him. He don't care that you the owner. You got it? So now, if you've been dealing with the same devil in the area and he ain't went nowhere yet and you've been telling him to go, then the problem is not with the devil. No, the problem is with you. And here's the problem, is you trying to fight the devil and deal with the devil, watch this, based on a bad fight. Hold up, what did we say a bad fight was? Come on, a bad fight for me is a fight when I'm not in faith. All right, go to Mark. Mark, praise the Lord. Mark 16. Now, that's if you let them in by ignorance. Now, if you let them in willingly, and you know you let them in, please stop complaining because he's beating your backside. No, don't listen, Doc. You don't eat. Listen, don't. Jesus, glory be to God. Why are you complaining because you get whipped and you let them in willfully? You know. Oh, Jesus, we're gonna talk about this tonight. I'm gonna go show you that. You know what exactly what you're doing. You know it's wrong. Now the enemy inside your life wrecking your life, and now you crying, talking about you don't know what. You know what's going on. Why are you complaining? You don't complain about something you allow. Now I understand that he get in the camp sometimes through ignorance. I just show with all of us. Somebody say with all of us. He got in there somehow. You don't even really know how he got in, but when I find out he in there, now I'm gonna deal with him. You got it? No, I don't know how you got in my money. I'm a tither. I give offerings. I do everything I'm supposed to do in my giving. I can't understand how my money got like that, but that's okay, Doc. I know you're here, so now I got to cast you what? Out. Now, if you're a God robber, come on, you ain't giving no offerings, you ain't doing none of that, don't sit there and complain because you ain't got no money. Come on, somebody say you let him in. Okay. Oh, Jesus. No, you let him in. If you let, listen, that's why I'm telling people. I said, Doc, there ain't nobody tripping because you do it. You chose to do that. But this is what you don't do. Don't choose to do something and then want to trip about the consequences. This is what I went over in my Through the Bible class. When you go read Romans 1, when it talks about homosexuality. And it talks about, you know, everything that they get is their recompense is meat, which means it's justified and watch this and they should get it. Doesn't mean God don't love them. Well, y'all better read your Bible. Doesn't mean it spells it out. This is the stuff that happens. So now when it begins to happen, don't complain about it. No, why you complain about it? Why a man gonna complain about being broke and he won't work? Now, come on, man. I ain't never got no money. Well, how you supposed to have some money, Doc? You don't never do nothing. Now, how many of y'all going to listen by? How many of y'all going to listen by complaining about not having money and they sitting around the house looking at as the world turns every day? Come on. How many of y'all going to listen to them? Man, get out and get a what? All right, and it's the same thing with other areas in our life. When we violate spiritual order that God has set, don't trip when you're dealing with consequences. That's it. Come on, you willfully let the fly in, so don't complain because he's irritating you. Because when you get tired enough of him irritating, you'll cast him out. Doc, I won't go to sleep until the Joker did. Yeah, Chris, I'm spraying everything. You better cover the food and everything. All gonna be right. I'm getting everything. If I can't get him, I just start spraying a whole mist. He gonna fly through it somewhere. I'm gonna get him because I know I cannot rest. I can't rest with a fly in the house. So now if you let him in, get him out. Praise the Lord. Okay, watch this. What I say? Mark 16. Come on, this just, I can go to several scriptures, but I ain't going to a bunch of scriptures because y'all know this. Y'all know this now. I'm giving you one witness for each one. I got to get somewhere tonight. Mark 16, verse 17. It says, "And these signs shall follow them that believe in my name. In my name shall they cast out what? Devils. They shall speak with what?" So now, hold up. The Bible says, now, if you're a believer, then now you're supposed to cast out devils. I don't fight devils. I cast devils what? Out. How many of y'all believe? All right, now, hold your hand up. Wave it in the air like you just don't care. Now, watch it. When you see the devil in your life, cast him out and say, "Oh, yeah." Oh, shoot. You don't sit there. You don't play with him, Doc. You cast him out. Got it? In the name of Jesus, you got to go. That's what we do. You got it? This is what we do. Whether it's in your finances, I don't care, whatever area in your life, when you find the devil wreaking havoc in your life, it is my job to cast them out. Praise the Lord. Glory be to God. Now go back to Ephesians 4. Ephesians 4. Hallelujah. We got to go back to this place thing. Because, man, I'm telling you, one of the main reasons why the devil has so much activity in so many people's lives is because so many people give him a place. Let's do some reasoning here. Okay. If the devil is my enemy and I'm his enemy, and the devil could take out whoever he wanted to take out when he wanted to take it out, take him out, then it looks like to me that every believer, when they become a believer, because the devil has power and authority over him, then the devil would just kill every believer. If he could just do what he wanted to do. Really, if he could. We're in a war, and if you're my enemy, you got it. If I had the power just to kill you, you're just done. So that in and by itself, listen. If you're a believer and you're here right now, then that by itself is a testimony that the devil can't kill you when he wants to. Okay, because just pure sense says, let's kill them all. Then he ain't got to deal with it. Kill them all. Kill them. Every time somebody gets saved, drop dead. You ain't no longer in my kingdom. You got it? So die. So right there, you got it. That tells you that he don't have all this power, you got it, that everybody trying to say he got. You got it? So what I'm trying to tell you is that 99.9% of the time when you got a lot of demonic activity in a person's life, it's because that person has allowed it to be there. That somehow they let the devil in. Man, y'all look like y'all don't want to believe. I'm going to go through this in a minute. I'm going to bust it all out of you right here. He in there, you got it, because somehow he got a place. Whether you did it through ignorance or whether you did it willfully. Period. Ephesians 4. Y'all might not agree with this, but you ain't got to agree with me, but you can do it. I'm going to show you this word. I'm getting ready to show you this word. See, and when you understand this, you stop pointing your finger and getting mad at folk all the time. Folk, everybody mad at everybody. Folk, they blaming this one, that, blaming that. Dog, most of the activity in your life, dog, you done, somehow you let that mess in here. Then you mad at everybody else. You can never get free until you get responsible. Ooh, that's a tweet. Somebody send that and say, Pastor Jay. You'll never get free until you first get responsible. And folk will not get responsible, so they will not get free. Now, Ephesians 4:27. Praise the Lord. Ephesians 4:27. Neither give place to the devil. Now, that word place in the Greek, it is word topos. Same word we get what's the word topology? Talking about top. Some of y'all smart folk. Topology. You know, where it talks about land. That's where we get the word. Anyway, that's just a thought. I shouldn't even mess with it because I couldn't pronounce it. But anyway. Well, it's this Greek word topos. Watch this, which means, watch this, location or opportunity. You got it? So when I see this word place, you know, it means location or opportunity. So when it says neither give place to the devil, that means don't give the devil an opportunity. Listen. Don't even give him an opportunity to watch this, to get in your life. Don't even give him an opportunity. Said neither give place. Don't give the devil an opportunity. Now, so what do I do when he try to get in? Because now you ain't giving him an opportunity, but you see him trying to get in. Come on, it's like the fly. Come on now. They keep on trying to get in. What do I do? When I find myself in a situation, I ain't giving the devil no place. I ain't giving him no opportunity. There is no location in my life that I'm allowing him to get in, but he's still trying. What? Because now I will tell you this, he is relentless. He don't know what give up means. I only think that's in his vocabulary. So now what I have to do is I got to know now, what do I do when he keep right on trying to get in? The Bible tells us what to do. No. I can't cast him out because he ain't in yet. So what do I do when he's trying to get in? Resist. Y'all thought some high. No. So when I see the enemy trying to get into my life in a certain area, I don't just act like it ain't there. Now, what I got to do is I must resist him. Somebody say resist him. Go to James 4. Now. James 4. Praises. James 4. James 4. Hallelujah. And Doug, and this is one of the things now. Watch this. A lot of believers ain't resisting. They submitting. Y'all, I know y'all saying uncle. I mean, you see what the enemy trying to do to your marriage. And you just like, well, whatever gonna be. When I see demonic activity trying to get in, I go into resist mode. I just don't sit back and say, well, God, you know, whatever. And that's what Christians do. You see the enemy trying to get in. He all in your head about a certain person, telling you how this person don't like you, telling you how this person don't stand. He all trying to get your heart sideways, that person. And you sit there talking, yeah. You are under a spiritual attack. The enemy is trying to find a way in your life so that he can get your heart wrong so that your seed won't work. Huh. And you will sit there and you will listen to everything that the enemy say. Yeah, I know that. Yeah. And you let them in. Instead of saying, hold up. This is the devil. He's trying to find a way into my what? Life. Now, scripture says, when he knocks at my door and try to get into my life, my job is to what? Resist. Believers don't resist. We give up, we give in, and we quit. And then we want to come up here and blow snot on the altar. No, that's what we do. You got it? I'm preaching so much now. I don't even know if we're Riley, through the Bible, Wednesday night, or Sunday. I don't know when it is. I just know. But I'm saying, I said, man, I don't understand. See, when I was a little boy, one of the reasons why I didn't like church, because every man that I saw in church, something looked wrong with them. They just didn't look like real men to me. I mean, not what I thought a real man was. I don't want to be around them. Maybe it's a church they had me going to. I don't know. Maybe I want to have my church. But the one I saw, you know, all of them, you know. And I said, I know that ain't me. So I'm telling y'all the honest truth. The attack on my life started very early to distance me from God and the church. Very early. So what I saw in the church is I saw a bunch of weak, wimpy men. And that wasn't me. So I just made this brilliant move. And I said, well, if that's what men in church look like, I don't want what? Church. So watch this. As soon as I was able to break from anything that looked like the church, I did. You got it? So I always had this faith. Every man I know, I don't. But then something happened. I started looking in the Bible. And when I looked in the Bible and what I saw in the Bible, I saw, now, boy, these are some serious jokers here. You got jokers killing jokers with jawbones. You got men going against men that's 10 times their size and winning. You know, and I started looking. I'm seeing you got an army of 300 going against thousands. And the boys, I'm like, that's my kind of man. You got it? So what the enemy does is he'll begin to bring these levels of attacks in your life against you. And if you don't resist, he gets in and then he wreaks havoc in your life. And you sitting there one like, where all the trouble coming in? Because you didn't resist. So when the enemy shows up into my life, trying to get in my life to wreak havoc, where's my finances, where's my money, where's my health? I don't care what it is. When he shows up, I resist. Somebody say, I resist. Now, James 4, James 3. Hallelujah. James 4. James 4, my fault. James 4, verse 7. Woo! Submit yourselves, therefore, to who? God. Watch this. Resist the what? Devil. And he will what? Okay. Now, so this is what this is telling me. If you got all this demonic activity in my life, number one, you must not be submitted to God. Number two, you ain't resisting the devil. Because if I submit to God, I resist the devil. The devil got to what? Flee. Before he even gets in, he got to go. Somebody say that scripture. That's scripture. When I'm dealing with casting out devils, I really ain't got to use that on me. I use that to help other folk. Because every time the devil tried to show up in my life, I resist. Are y'all getting this or y'all just... I'm saying every time, listen, when he show up, resist. And then... Listen, you ain't got to cast him out of your life. Because he don't get in. The only way he get in, he snuck in. I left a crack somewhere, and that joker snuck in. But that's okay. As soon as I get him out, I'm still in the crack. I said, but what I got to do is when somebody say resist. Now, watch this. Now. Whether you know it or not, resisting doesn't mean to give in to. And so we know that, Pastor. Well, my question is, why are you giving in? Why you give in? I resist. Now, here's the question. Well, how long am I supposed to resist, Pastor? Thank you, Aaron. Thank you for that brilliant answer. Until he flees. So whether you resist for 2 days, 2 years, or 20 years, I don't stop resisting until he what? Flees. It ain't no time. There you go. Well, I've been resisting too long. I'm tired of resisting. I'm tired. I just want to give in. And that's what he'll do. He'll sit there and try to wear you down. Y'all ain't never had no dealing with the enemy. He will be persistent. He'll keep right on trying to wear you down. Negative report after negative report. Sorry person after sorry person. And he'll little dare look until he wears you down. You give up. You give in. And then he steps in, sets up camp in your life, and now it's a mess. Cause some of y'all are very spiritually astute. Is that a word? Okay, you're sitting too far back there, Lewis. Come on up here, dictionary. Lewis, my dictionary. I'm serious, Doc. I'm telling you, Doc. And some of y'all are very astute, and y'all know that it's the enemy. You know what's going on. You see it. You got enough word. You know what's trying to happen. But still yet, you will go there. No, you know you're getting ready to blast off on this person and cuss them out. No, did you know it? Come on. No, come on. You know it. You know it. It's right there, boy. It's right there. And you're like, boy, they say two more words. No, first they say 10 more words. They say 8 more words. I'm getting ready to go. And instead of resisting, come on, no. You just submit. Say, come on in, devil. Have your way with me for these 10 minutes. But here's the problem. Here's the problem. He don't come in and leave. Look, I'm putting myself in Revelation. You better get this. See, you think when you let him use you for that second, that was it. No. He don't come back. He there now. No. He there. Now, what he does is he go find him a little corner. Come on, Doc. Come on now. He go find him a little corner. He don't want you to know he's still there. So he go find him a little corner. You got it? Until, watch this, he done got your life so sideways. You got it? One time you was going off on folk once a month. Now it seems like it's once a week. Y'all laughing because y'all know I'm real. You got it? So now, I'm telling you. So when you let the joker in, then you got to put him what? Out. So my thing is listen, I mean, why have to deal with all the casting out? Just don't let them in. Because most of us know. How many of y'all know when y'all getting ready to be you by there? How many of y'all know? Come on, y'all know. Come on. Go on, raise your hand. Come on, don't be. Y'all that don't know, you just ain't been in church long. You know, say hand get taller. Y'all know when y'all getting ready to do something you should not do. You know, ain't nobody got to tell you. You know, I shouldn't be doing this. You know exactly. But in your mind, you say, this way it gets real tricky. You know, you start to say that, well, I can do it, and then I'll be all right. I ain't gonna do it no more. I ain't gonna do it. No, you start playing. I'm gonna go ahead. I'm gonna enjoy this for the moment, and then I ain't gonna do it no more. I'm gonna repeat. Man, how many of y'all know it's hardly ever just one time? Come on, okay, Jesus. Okay. I'm telling you, it's hardly ever just one time. So the best thing is not to allow the first time. If I don't allow the first time, then there will not be a second, third, fourth, and fifth. And then you don't get the strength to break it until the devil shames you. Let everybody know who you really are. You got your hands up in the air. In the atmosphere, in the church. But when you're home, your hands ain't up, your legs up. Yeah, y'all don't like that. Y'all see they don't like that. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. They're like, well, yeah. Yeah. Y'all didn't know that one coming, did you? Ain't no kids in here. You shouldn't been in here. I looked around, make sure I ain't. Oh, GJ, one right there. Ooh, y'all better start letting that boy go chew in church. Y'all in here with me? No, that's what happens. You're up in here praising, hallelujah, glory be to God. Then old boy call you when you get home. Hey, can I come over? Yeah, come on. Now, come on. Then, watch this. Then, you know, you come on. Couple months, you walk in here pregnant. Everybody know you ain't married. Now the devil tell your folk watching you, looking at you, everybody judging you. See, I don't know if I want to talk about truth. That's all right. Well, praise the Lord. Y'all do what you do. I told you I was back. I'm coming straight back. Because somebody need to deal with it. See, because the devil, listen, if you hadn't let it be a first time, then there wouldn't have been a second time, a third time, and a fourth time, or however many times it took for him to get to the place where he can shame you publicly. Now, when you get ready to go witness to somebody, they don't want to hear nothing you got to say. Come on. Right, whether it's fornication, whether it's your lying, your gossiping, your cussing, your biting, the list go on and on till the break of dawn. You got it. But now it comes time for you to witness. You got it. You can't witness because don't nobody want to hear what you got to what? Say, because the devil done shamed you openly. Now, I'm not saying that you're not going to get tempted. This is why we pray every day. I gave y'all the prayer. Some of y'all ain't praying it. Every morning I get up. Lord, I thank you that I am not led into temptation. Why? Because your voice I hear, and the voice of a stranger I will not follow. Every evil strategy that the enemy has set for me, I call it exposed now. Boy, that's what you got to call that thing forth every day. Some of y'all ain't even got, I know you ain't praying it because you ain't got it memorized yet. And then you don't want, why I'm being tempted every day? Why I got so much temptation going on? praise the Lord. You keep on asking yourself, I don't know why I keep on going to this church. Yeah, you do. Now, I got to say some things, man, get y'all attention. Y'all just act like you're asleep. Like you ain't hearing nothing. Dog, when the enemy shows up at your door, resist. And resist doesn't mean give in. And most of us know, watch this, when he knocking at your door. Sometimes he knocking at your door with folk, the same old ones. It ain't changed nothing. It's the same person that's been getting on your nerve for the last 10, 20 years. I don't care how much you try to duck them and dodge them or whatever. They show right up. Somebody say, just resist. All right, now, so how long do I withstand him? I resist him. I withstand him until he what? Flees. Watch this. This is what Jesus did when he got tempted in the wilderness. Come on, that's what he did. Devil shows up. Come on. Jesus had kept on spitting the word to him. Now, in one of the Gospels, I don't know if it's Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John, is one of them that says that the enemy left, watch this, only to return at another opportune time. So watch this. Just because he leaves, watch this, it ain't saying he ain't going to be back. Okay, let me say, can I tell you what this, watch this. Victory today don't mean victory tomorrow. No, you had a good day. That's why every morning, you got, Doc, every day. You know, and some of y'all trying to live off victory, a victory you had 5 years ago. Doc, you got to win this battle every day. This is a daily thing, man. This is a daily thing. You go listen. He gonna try to sneak in and gain access into your life daily. And all of us, man, all of us have everybody. How do I say? Everybody's armor have a chink in it. And when he find the chink, he don't mess with the other parts. He gonna work at the one where he have the greatest success. So if you a man and your chink women, come on, Doc. That's your chink. Your chink. Your it's women. Every day, they'll know one just like you like it. Smelling good. Your wife come in the bed and all them big rollers in the hair and flannel nightgown. She come to work and with her hair all did all up, smelling all good. Them jeans so tight you can see the imprints. Yeah, And you go home to your wife, and she just bad boy, just bad. Y'all, and some of y'all men, y'all need to have some conversation with your wives. Y'all scared. You don't be scared. No, I said no. You better stop being scared. You better tell your wife. Listen. No, you do it real nice. Do it real nice. Say, listen. I'm visual, honey. All right, help a brother out. Now that's all I can say. Cause I got my little man in here. But listen, don't let all of these imprints that I'm getting all through the day be better than the imprint I get when I'm here with you. Because you tired. Okay, praise the Lord. Well, y'all do what you want to. The Bible even tells you that don't you hold yourself from your husband and give the enemy a what? Oh! Aaron got it memorized. 1 Corinthians 7. Chapter 7. But that's why, and most church folk ain't dealing with it because probably the pastor and their wife, they ain't got nothing going on. So they ain't going to deal with it because then they going to feel bad because they ain't got nothing. But these are the conversations you got to have. Ain't that right, Mr. William? All right, John, don't make no difference. Okay, praise the Lord. Y'all still looking at me like that. So I know you're saying, oh, praise the Lord, that's okay. Praise the Lord. Go back to Ephesians 4. Now, come on. Now I'm finna. No, Cole. Now what I'm getting ready to do is I'm getting ready to let you know how you let them in. Come on, verse 28. Praise the Lord. Come on, let's find out some ways that we may have let the enemy in. Ephesians 4. Yeah, that's where we was at, right? Verse 28. Come on, y'all all right? Ain't nobody mad with Pastor, is it? Y'all mad, man. Y'all all right? I'm all right with y'all. I'm all right with y'all. Y'all ain't saying I'm all right with you. Mama Gail back, she gave me a thumbs up. Don't be looking at me like that, Fruki. I'm telling y'all, listen, dog, we got to do this. If you think the enemy ain't coming at you in your household, you better wake up. You got a red bullseye on you that said the blood of Jesus. He coming now. He coming. And watch this. If he can't get your husband, the husband, he going to try to get at you through your wife. If he can't get the husband and wife, then he going to try to get at y'all through your kids. If he can't, die, he going, y'all, buddy, this thing is real. He's got to find a way. I need to find a way to get you to doubt what God says. Ooh. Because if the truth really be known, he really ain't after you, he after your faith. See, you don't take this thing personal. If I'm a fighter, if my trade is I'm a fighter and I'm a boxer, I don't take it personal when I get in the ring and somebody hit me. I know it's just part of what I'm called to do. You got it? But the thing that amazes me is the people that are supposed to be so spiritual keep right on falling for the. Nah, Doc, I ain't say Doc. Yeah, you can. Doc. Everybody can miss it for a moment. But when you do, don't stay there. Don't stay there. Listen, Doc, this ain't right. I was gonna start recording my Tuesday morning, but I'm not. Here's the problem when you continue in something. You move to a place called reprobation, which means now you know that what you're doing is wrong, but it does not bother you. Come on, you know fornication ain't right. No, you know it ain't right. Ain't no everybody. How many people know fornication ain't right? Oh, okay, praise it. Okay, praise the Lord. All right, now you know it ain't right. But what happens is when you continue to do it, then what you do is you get to the place where, you know, it don't even bother me no more. What happens is you justify it to yourself. Now hold up. Now the Bible calls that reprobation, which means now you know what you're doing. Watch this. It will bring godly judgment, but you don't even care. Bring it on. I'm going to do me. I was talking to this pastor the other day because one of his members tried to get in contact with me about, you know, something about, anyway, I would call him anyway. And so I said, I went past somebody, I called him and said, man, what's up, man? What's going on? So he told me, he said, with this particular partner, he said, man, I sat down and talked to him, but they said, Pastor, they know it ain't right, but they just won't do them. What do you do? Say Sarah, Sarah. You got it, do you? But here's the problem now. Now watch this. When the devil start doing him, because it will, because the Bible says it's only to be enjoyed for a. So this is my motto. If I got away with it yesterday, I'm going to quit it today so I can cut off the season. Okay, y'all don't think like me. Y'all, okay, we praise the Lord. Y'all, you don't continue to go in on and on. The maybe mercy covered me today.
That's right.
So what I'm gonna do now is I got to go and kill that thing today. It'll keep right on going and going and going. Ephesians 4:28. Are y'all learning anything? Praise the Lord. Y'all want to know how to win, right? This is about is how to win. Listen, I win because I resist. I don't give the enemy a place. I don't give him a place. And if he gets in by ignorance, I cast him what? I cast him out. But somebody can tell you that what you're doing is wrong. And you're like, I know, but. Ain't no but. Watch this. Now, remember, scripture was written in scrolls. Everything is connected, all right? So when you're reading, you have to connect pretext and post-text, and that will give you what? Context. All right. Now, here we go. Now, he just said, neither give place to the devil. Watch this. Then he says, let him that steal. Come on. Let him that steal no more. But rather let him labor, working with his hands, the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that what? Need. So now he tell him, don't give a place to the what? Devil. Then he hits him with, I think, around the not commandment. And he says, don't what? Steal. So just maybe that if I'm a person that steals, then maybe that gives the enemy a what? Place. And when you're reading this specific text, this is how everything is flowing. So he says, now what? Watch this. If you're a person that steals, watch this. Don't steal no more. Because if you're going to steal, you give the enemy a what? Now, hold, let's clarify stealing. Stealing is to take something that is not yours. All right? So when you lie on your tax returns, you're stealing. So now don't get mad when the government find you out and want to borrow some of my money to pay it. When you claiming somebody kids that ain't yours. No, I'm giving y'all a heads up because tax return coming. The government don't care they your sister kids. They got to be your kids. You got to be the sole provider. Are you the one taking care of? You got. Now, if that ain't the case and you claim them, you what? You're lying and you said double fraction. And then what? No, now what you do is you give the enemy a what? Bible's very clear. Watch this. Verse 29. Let no corrupt communication. Oh, Jesus. There it is right there. The most of us right there. Boom. Let no corrupt communication. What, do what? Proceed out of your what? Ho. So you mean I can give the enemy a place in my life with my mouth? Come on, y'all. So that means, watch this, I got to watch what I was. Say, let no corrupt communication. Come on, y'all, go on. Y'all done took my scripture down. Come on, in the spirit. We got to link up in the spirit. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your what? Mouth. But that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the what? So I don't let nothing polluted come out of my mouth. I don't care how bad I want to say it. I don't care how true it is. I will not say it because I will not give the enemy a what? Place. Because when the flies start worrying you, don't be complaining. Man, this is so good. Man, I love this. See, I love this kind of stuff. Maybe that's just me. I love it, man. I love it too. So now you telling me, only thing I said, now why? I got to guard my mouth. Okay, now, cause I can't get the enemy a place. This ain't got nothing to do with somebody else. See, I know he just keep on bringing your crazy butt around me because he want me to say something. Because he looking for a way into my what? Life. And you know what? I will not give him a what? Place. So now I got to resist. I want to say it bad. Man, can y'all understand that sometimes resisting can be a struggle? Come here, Aaron. Resisting sometimes can be work. If Aaron is trying to get to this place right here, and my job is to resist him, come on. Come on. Come on, boy. Okay. So I gotta keep on, man. Listen. Now, why keep on? And what I can't do now, this is what I can't do. Well, I don't know. I took my eyes off and I let him in. I got distracted. There is no time for distraction. Listen, the enemy does not have to destroy you, only distract you, and destruction will come. Oh, that boy preaching tonight. So now if I know, man, I got an area in my life where the enemy keep on trying. Doc, I ain't got time. Dude, girl, your girlfriend calling, girl. I just want to tell you about such. Girl, listen, I ain't got time to talk about such and so. You know what kind of fight I'm in? Shoot, right now, my husband getting on my last. No, can't say that. Right now. You have to understand this stuff, man, because this is how what I'm trying to show you, man, by scripture, is this is how we allow the enemy what? In. I can't let unwholesome stuff or corrupt stuff come out of my what? Mouth. Verse 30. And grieve not. Oh, Jesus. There they go. The Holy Spirit of God. Now show me in that scripture where it says you grieve the Holy Spirit when you don't shout. No, don't folks always told me, you know, if you got to shout and you don't, and you know the Lord is on you, working on you, and you're supposed to shout and you don't shout, you grieve the Holy Spirit. Well, I know what I was told. No, put this in it. Yeah, thank you. I'm glad somebody told me. Somebody told the truth. Yeah, no. In the context of what's being said here, you got it? What the scripture is talking about. This scripture is talking about, watch this, doing things that you should not do. Let him that steal no more. Let no corrupt communication come out of your mouth. Watch this. Don't grieve the. So come on now, don't take no right. So what do you think he's talking about when he's talking about the Holy Spirit being grieved? Every time you disobey God, you disobey the Spirit of God, then you grieve the Spirit. Talking about no shouting. Praise the Lord. Keep on. Let's keep going. Now watch this. Grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of what? Oh, here it comes right now. Here comes the heavy stuff. Let all bitterness, let's just read this. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all what? Malice. Oh, watch this. Watch this. Watch this. Every last one of those that he just named deals with you and your interaction with other people. Oh, Jesus. Boy, it's so good. So you trying to tell me how I'm treating other folks is giving the enemy a place in my life. That you're and grieving the Holy Spirit. Every last one of them. Every last one of them deals with your interactions with other people. Can you just see here how important it is to God that we are kind to one another? I don't care what they did. Next scripture. Verse 32. And be ye kind. Oh, Jesus. Now he ain't get, listen, he ain't want you to kind of assume that. I'm just going to spell this out to you. You got it? And be ye kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven what? You. You trying to tell me I got all this chaos. I wanted to say something else, but I have my little man. All this chaos going on in my life because of how I'm treating somebody else. You have given the enemy a place in your life and he just erupted in your mess. Watch this. And if it ain't bad yet, oh, I ain't going to prophesy over you. But this, no, you keep right on. You keep right on. Watch this, treating folk wrong. Keep right on. You don't do that. Now let's look at a little, I'm going to let y'all go because y'all look like y'all ready to go. Watch this. So, now, bitterness, wrath, and anger are all violent inward resentment and displeasure against someone. When I see those, listen, I have this displeasure with somebody. When you angry, when you resentful, when you're bitter, you have, you got some issues with somebody. Now, and you're sitting there and you think it's all right to hold on to it. I just told you, you giving the enemy a what? Play. So now, when he start messing up your life, don't come here talking about Pastor Pray. Because I'm going to tell you to put him out. You let the fly in? You need some spray? Come on, let's get him out. Come on, now, so now when you look at that, now that word clamor, watch this, is when that inner bitterness, wrath, and anger is now expressed in the forms of words. So now watch this. So now you done let all that inner stuff marinate for so long. Now what you're doing is now it has started to flow out of your mouth. So now watch this. Not only you know you got a problem with somebody, everybody else know too. Boy, that's okay. Praise the Lord. Y'all gonna thank Pat. When we get to heaven, y'all gonna thank me. Oh, y'all be high five. Y'all high five me. Y'all just looking at me now. Y'all gonna high five me then. Pastor, thank you. Thank you for just not getting up there saying some old crazy man. Now thank you for telling me the what? Truth. That I got all this chaos in my life because my heart is wrong towards folk. I done gave the enemy a place. I'm holding on to all this resentment, this bitterness, and all this kind of stuff. And the person I got against, they done gone on with their life. They could care two pennies about what you're doing. You better hear me. Y'all better hear me. The folk that got resentment and bitterness and anger towards me, I can care two pennies about what they think. I ain't lost not one ounce of sleep and I ain't gonna lose now. And I don't care who they are. Carrying all that mess, giving the enemy all this headway in your life over somebody that ain't even thinking about you. They ain't thought about you in years. They going on their life doing whatever they did. If they sinning, they still sinning. If they doing good, they still, but they ain't studying you. And you sitting there, and not you sitting here, done gave the enemy a place in your, maybe that's why ain't nothing working right now. Come on, no, you got to come clean. Now Friday, we're going to have our communion service. We got to come clean. You sitting there holding on stuff with folks, let it go. That's all you do. The devil got in. Callous, cast him what? You got to go. I will not let you take up no more space in my brain. You are straight up irrelevant to me. Don't mean I don't love you. You got it? But I will not let you rent no more space in my brain. Which means I will not think about you no more. Poof, be gone. I'm saying, this is how you do. Oh, Jesus. Can somebody, is this in scripture? Or am I making this up? Okay, praise the Lord. I just want to make sure. Now watch this. Now, malice. Watch this. What is malice? Malice is when this inward wrath prompts men to do mischief towards others. So now watch this. I done went from clamor just hurting them with my mouth. Now watch this. I'm thinking about ways I can hurt them. Come on. I'm thinking about ways I can pay you back for what you've done for me. Come on, Doc, you gone. You gone. The devil, listen. He done set up the tent. He done invited some old demons, and they're having a party in your heart. But listen, it all starts. Now, come on, y'all better hear me say, it all starts with you just having this bitterness and this resentment. But then you ain't deal with it. You just kept on festering it. Now what you're doing is you tearing that person down. You clamor. You telling everybody else what this person done to you. Now this person ain't done nothing to nobody else. Now everybody in the church looking sideways at them because of what you perceive they done to you. No, that's what I'm going to say, perceived. Because your perception can be wrong. I told them in Raleigh, I said, next Friday, everybody going to be talking about, look at the blood red moon. The moon ain't red. The moon is the same color it's been being. It's just what you looking through. Come on, some of my smart folk. The color of the moon didn't change. Stuff in the atmosphere, what? So now you looking through the atmosphere, and now the color of what you perceived of the moon has what? Changed, but the moon has not changed. It is the same it's always been. And this is what happens. And now the enemy, he done bunkered down in your life. Stuff ain't nothing working. We're going to stop right now. Ain't going to fall. You know, listen, you know you're displeased with your life. If I was a fly on the wall, I would know your displeasure with your life. How dissatisfied you are. But here's the problem. It's the life you created. Ooh. 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 Why are you so displeased with something you created? Oh, that can't say that neither, right? Can't say it. Somebody else created the life you live in. So somebody else made all the decisions that you made that got you to this point right here. So your dissatisfaction is really not with your life. Your dissatisfaction is really with you. You just got to be real. That can't, listen, Doc, no freedom can take place until you get real with you. No freedom. And until you stop blaming other folk, blaming circumstances and situations, the government, the black man, the white man, the Mexican man, whoever man. You stop blaming all these folk and let's get down to the core root of this thing. Me. Where have I allowed the enemy to get into my life? All right? I got you now. Now, scripture says when a thief is caught, what did it say? What that scripture say? He got to pay what? Double? Four times? What's up? What is something? I don't. So now you done caught that thief in the house? Seven times. You done caught him in this area? Put him out. Watch it and then make him pay you back. But you got to deal with this. I would encourage y'all to go read Ephesians 4 and run all the way into 5, because it don't stop at 4, it runs all the way into 5. And you begin to look at these places where we have given the enemy a place in our life. You got it. And then he will begin to give us ways how not to let him in. Love, be kind, all these kinds of things. Praise the Lord. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. I'm done.